Each week at this time, this station presents Legislative Report with your State Representative Doug Reichle of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative Reichle, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, it's right up against the end of the month, so we're talking about budget stuff. We're talking about state spending, and of course, big part of state spending is also education spending. That's something the governor's been talking about. What's going on with the plan? What's your view of what's developing here?
I think it's fair to say that all parties are interested in trying to resolve the budget on time this year. There is a general recognition that our inability to get the budget done on time until October 4th last year was a black eye on the legislature and the governor as a whole. So I think there's a concerted effort at trying to get this done on time to show that we can function in a productive fashion in Harrisburg. Having said that, though, we've got some serious philosophical disagreements and substantive disagreements on what the true nature of the budget numbers are. Just to do a recap for our listeners, the governor had proposed a $29 billion budget during his budget speech in February. In the fiscal year that we are in right now, just about to end, we had a spending number of just under $28 billion, so the governor wanted to increase spending in the midst of the worst recession since the Great Depression. He wanted to increase spending by $1 billion, which would require tax increases to go along with it to support that spending plan. To their credit, House Democrats have said, Governor, we can't spend that much money. They want to more or less keep spending the same amount plus a little bit of an increase in this upcoming fiscal year. They want to spend roughly $28.2 billion. And House and Senate Republicans, on the other hand, have said, you can't spend that much money. Families and businesses across Pennsylvania have been cutting back on their spending, and we need to do the same in Harrisburg. So we propose to cut spending to $27.5 billion at the very least. We'd like to see even further reductions, but at the very least have it reduced to $27.5 billion. And that would not require any kind of a tax increase, nor would it require any of these one-time transfers from programs that benefit the environment, to benefit smoking cessation, or to benefit tobacco-related illnesses. Those funds right now are proposed by the governor and House Democrats to be transferred to fill the budget deficit we have. And as we're getting closer to June 30th, we have a current year fiscal deficit of roughly $1.5 billion. That's money we have to make up from somewhere. Unlike our colleagues down in Congress, we can't do deficit spending. We need to have a balanced budget. The major component of the governor's interest in increasing spending is to provide more to public schools throughout Pennsylvania. The governor would like to see a $354 million increase in spending under basic education. That's for spending kindergarten through 12th grade for school districts throughout the Commonwealth. And in the Berks County area, it's notable to see that the Redding School District would have a $12.2 million increase over what it received last year, whereas districts out into the area that I represent, Berks County, such as Boyertown and Brandywine Heights, would only have about a 5.5% or 3% increase. Some districts, such as Kutztown, under the governor's proposal, would receive as little as a 2% increase in spending over last year. We recognize there are certain needs that the Redding School District has, along with other urban districts that have challenges from the nature of the population and a low tax base, so they would require more in state assistance. But when you balance that off against what the governor is proposing to give to the Philadelphia School District, which would amount to almost $95 million increase over last year, we think that's just not a fair division of those funds. If the governor truly wants to be the education governor for all of Pennsylvania, he has to make sure that he's fair to all school districts and not just benefit the school district from the city that he used to be mayor. Giving 1/4 of total education spending, new spending, to Philadelphia, we think is unjustified. And so we're hopeful that the governor will recognize that we have to curtail spending increases, we have to bring these expenditures back into a reasonable position, and that we'll be able to resolve this budget still on a timely basis, but without any further burden on taxpayers in Pennsylvania.
And if Governor Rendell decides to veto a final plan, what's your feel as to whether the legislature may consider voting for an override?
Well, I think there's a discussion right now among House and Senate Democrats to look at what's going on here in Pennsylvania to see that you can't just hold up the entire state, hold it hostage, because the governor has a certain kind of demand that he wants. So I think that the members in the legislature realize this may be the year when a rather historically significant situation occurs where the legislature would override a gubernatorial veto, because we in the legislature believe that we need to reduce spending and not increase taxes.
Representative Reichle, thanks for this report, and tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Doug Reichle.